Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
I am Velocity Child, and every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with Fallen Woman, a weekly psychic fusion of forward thoughts, far-out ideas, magical foray, and spellbinding song. Stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn.
Welcome to Fallen Woman. Velocity Child here at Radio Free Brooklyn. I am super stoked. I've got Justin Golden in the house. And for those of you who don't know his magical works, you can find it on Instagram at moving.wax. Am I correct with that one?
Yeah, that's spot on. Spell?
Moving.wax.
Yeah.
Super cool. So here's what's happening. I'm having some fun lately with this show, and I've decided that all my guests, for right now at least, maybe for the summer, for now, are going to do a musical biography. And here's how it goes. They tell us stories about how this song influenced them in childhood, puberty, adulthood, or now. And in this case tonight, Justin Golden. Hello, Justin.
Hello, Velocity.
Oh, you are... speak up. Say that again, what?
Hello, Velocity.
That sounds better. Okay, so tonight, Justin Golden, see how it works when I lean in?
It's yeah.
Really cool. He is going to tell us his musical biography in reverse.
Or just not in chronological order.
Starting now, present day.
Yeah, so it's funny that you started with Moving Wax.
Yeah.
Because... this first song, is related to candles.
Amethyst Realm is the name of the song. Who is the artist?
The Claypool Lennon Delirium.
Excellent.
And that's Claypool as in Les Claypool from Primus.
Aha.
And then the Lennon is Sean Lennon,
okay.
Son of John and Yoko.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, really cool.
How was this song inspiring you today? What is this doing for you?
So, I just ended up getting super into this album and listening to it on, like, total repeat. And I kept finding myself, like, caught in this song. And it's, like, right in the middle of the album. And it's, like, 7.5, 8 minutes long. And I'm just, like, just always catching myself in this song. And then I started carving a bunch of crystal candles. Just like these crystalline structures. Just like while listening to the song. So I have these Amethyst Realm candles now.
Ha!
And then...
so this song is definitely inspiring you in the present day.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then,
shit.
And then I took that and I molded them. And then mixed up amethyst oil.
Mm-hmm.
Mixed a special color of like this like purple pinky sort of like wax. And like poured like... amethyst.
Sexy and trippy.
Like, yeah. Oh, then the song is kind of
like
sexy.
Like romance and trippy.
The song is kind of sexy because it's about this woman who fell in love with a ghost.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like my soulmate. So, okay. Well, folks, we have Amethyst Realm by...
Claypool Lennon Delirium.
That's right. And let's get into it. Come back with more stories from Justin Golden.
She turned the lights on suddenly. So
Shadow in the window.
And that, my loves, is Amethyst Realm. So, hey, Justin. Hey. Got another story for us?
Well, that was Amethyst Realm by the Claypool Lennon Delirium.
Yes.
And one last note about that, why that's fun, is I share a birthday with Les Claypool.
Fucking awesome.
And Sean Lennon is also a Libra. So, like, that's a really fun, airy sort of situation there. And I really enjoy that. But the next track is it's Battles, which they're this sort of weird experimental electronic. Well, the number of members has varied from time to time, but at this point they were like a 3-person band. They make this cool experimental rock stuff. What's fun about this track is it's got Gary Numan on it. And this song is sort of what introduced me to Gary Numan and then put me into a whole other world of like cool new wave stuff, which I got really into for a while. So this maybe isn't my favorite Battles track, but one of the most influential in what it like helped me discover. And they, it's cool. I saw them twice on one tour once.
Would you consider them to be transcendental?
Maybe just for me. I don't think that's a really...
But that's the vibe I'm getting floating from you.
Yeah. It's all... The different albums have, like, different identities. But right. This album features... they did tracks, and then they brought in guest vocalists. So Gary Numan's on this one, and he's got some cool albums from back in the 70s and 80s.
Fabulous.
And I really... Like, this got me into those and some other stuff from around then. But yeah. Yeah, my machine.
Here we go.
We'll be right back.
And that was My Machines featuring Gary Numan by Battles. Now we're going to jump back to college. Talk about discovering drugs. So
tell me about this song. First off, what's the band in this song?
So we're going to Queens of the Stone Age here.
Queens of the Stone Age. Yeah,
Queens of the Stone Age. And I like a lot of songs by this band, but this one was one of the first ones that I really started enjoying weed to. Mm-hmm. This was well into going to school, UMass Dartmouth, and hating every second of it.
And when cannabis opened up your mind.
Yeah. Yeah, this song was real fun exploration into the imagination.
Let's do this. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
One.
I think I'm ready. I'm ready. I gotta be ready.
Three.
Thank you.
back. Ooh, that was whoopty. Tell me about this next ditty.
So we're jumping into Jack White here, and I'm probably going to step back into this pool a couple more times over the course of this, because there's a lot of Jack White that I need to get out.
Big influence in your life.
Yeah, it's a pretty huge obsession for me. Mm-hmm. But this song, Highball Stepper, here, in college, this one held a pretty special place to me. So it's a song that's really tied to how I fell in love with New York City.
Ah.
And I did Model UN in high school. No, not high school, college. And I did a conference every year in New York. And one year, we were making a video to show at the end of the year for all we did as the organization to show off everything that we accomplished in the year. Mm-hmm. And I was ended up recording that video. And I cut a whole section of it because we did it over the course of the whole year. So it was all our training, all our preparation, culminating in this big trip to New York at the end of the year. And I cut together basically like a music video to this song of our trip to New York. And it's one of the one of my favorite accomplishments. And yeah, man, I just like I love Jack White so much and all these different projects. And I mean, like overall, this probably isn't my favorite song, but it's got like a really special place for me because it has those like really strong ties to New York, which
resonates deeply.
Yeah, where I am now.
Yeah, here we are, folks. Jack White, Highball Stepper.
Thank you.
that was Highball Stepper by Jack White. And we are back here with Candle Sculptor Warlock Extraordinaire. You can find him at Enchantments in Manhattan. And
Wednesdays.
Highball Stepper, Jack White. But now we move on to something new. Tell us the story behind Three Birds by the Dead Weather.
Yeah, so that's a song about when I first got my freedom. It's from the summer I got my first car. And these days I get a lot of free time. A lot of free time while I'm skating on my, what I can call my broomstick, but it's actually a longboard.
It's a nice broomstick, I think.
And this is from when I got my first car. And I just started driving every night, just driving around for hours and hours. And I listen to this song a lot. I picked this one because it's instrumental, just like the previous two songs.
Let's do it. Three Birds by the Dead Weather.
We'll be right back.
was Three Birds by The Dead Weather. Next, we're going to jump on to Hypnotized by The White Stripes. And I'm sticking with Jack White here. I'm not sorry about that. I was about to apologize, but I'm not sorry about that. I'm going to stick with Jack White here.
Yeah.
Hypnotized.
Go with your passion.
Hypnotize. In this song, there's like some lyrics, and it's just like the lyric, I want to hold your little hand if I could be so bold, is the one that's just like resonated so deeply with me over all these years. And this is getting back into high school now. So this is high school when I was listening to the White Stripes. Not where I started with Jack White, which is funny because that's where he started, but I got into them a little bit late. So this was in high school. And I always had a lot of crushes, but I could never ever do anything about it. And that's kind of where I still am today. So this is kind of a song about that. It's just like it's this really intense crush, but I can't, like, if I could only hold your hand, like that feels like such a bold move. Like, that's so much.
Blessed I could never. Be. Let's do this. White Stripes.
Hypnotized by the White Stripes.
Yes.
And still sticking with Jack White here, jumping back a couple years to like ninth grade. And this was a song I was listening to when I was living in Pennsylvania. I moved all over when I was a kid, all over the Northeast. I've always kind of felt like I was, I never had a hometown. If we could jump later on, if we get back to like a now song, there's a song about that, but that's not where we're going. I'm sorry. Blue Veins by The Raconteurs. This is where I got started with Jack White. So this was living in Pennsylvania, feeling like pretty isolated, disconnected. I had been living in Massachusetts up to this point, but then I just moved to Pennsylvania randomly with my dad after my parents split up. So this was like a really lonely song for me. But finding ways to enjoy that solitude.
Kept you company in those times.
Yeah, that was really important development for me.
Yes.
So this song, I think...
the Prince song, Free, did that for me in high school. I know what you mean.
Like, yeah.
It's a very lonely song, but at the same time, it brings you comfort because you somehow feel less alone in your loneliness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing with Jack White is he's just like double cancer, and that water is something I really lack. So he always in all his music, he like there's this just like And I didn't pick songs that follow this, but there's a lot of moon motifs, a lot of moon references that he makes, which is funny because he's a Cancer, so like obviously he's ruled by the moon. I like it because it's this energy I'm just missing. So it's just it's like part that I have a hard time getting, place that I have a hard time getting to, and it makes it helps me get there.
It explains a lot about you. You have no idea. So here we are with Blue Veins by
The Raconteurs.
Raconteurs.
Still to this day, one of my favorite songs to cry to.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to skip over the next song, Only in Dreams by Weezer, because it's 8 minutes long. It's got this long, indulgent instrumental. Oh, yeah, surprise, everything, all the instrumentals.
But the reasons you love it, too.
Yeah, it's a great song. I love it. But it also, like, Weezer's embarrassing. Also, the next band I'm choosing is embarrassing, the Smashing Pumpkins. But that was a huge band for me in my childhood. I listened to that a lot when I was growing up. Could pick something like Disarm, another nice cry song. But I'm going to go with The Beginning Is the End Is the Beginning, which was in the Batman and Robin soundtrack, which is awesome because I love Batman a lot at the time already when that movie was coming out. And I'd already been listening to The Smashing Pumpkins, and I was like, oh, shit, two things I like coming together. Thinking back, I guess that's one of like the first Little Magic thingies, but like, let's get into this song.
Kind of perfect storm for you. Here we go. Smashing Pumpkins. The beginning is the end is the
beginning.
Beginning.
Thank you.
Fallen Woman on Radio Free Brooklyn. And that was a very special Batman track for those of you who don't recognize. Tell me about that, Justin.
Yeah, that's the theme song from Batman the Animated Series. Basically, diving back into some of my earliest memories here. That's just what I really remember. Like, as far back as I can remember, I was like watching that show, being totally obsessed with Batman. And to this day, I still go back and put it on. I will watch that while I'm carving candles. So every 20 minutes, I'm back there in that song. And I like it. I usually do my candle carving at night in the dark alone. So it's got that nice,
Bat Cave feel.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So it feels like the appropriate music for sitting alone in the dark, whittling at some tools.
That is awesome. And I'm excited for this next one.
And next is going to be Nomad from Death From Above. What I really love about this song is finding some security in the chaos. Lyrics Nomad about feeling like you're always on the move, on the go. And feeling like that's maybe an appropriate home. So even in all that chaos, finding some stability.
And thank you, Justin, for being here tonight. Where can they find you in cyberspace?
It's at moving.wax. And also at somewhat vague, if you want to get personal.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Velocity.
Yes, and everybody, let's dig Nomad.